And thank you very much for your kindly participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is already known to you that we are trying to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. I was ordered by my spiritual master to go to the Western country and spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So, in 1965, in the month of September, I went to New York with 40 rupees in my pocket. But gradually, with a long history, within very short time, this movement has spread all over the world by the cooperation of my American disciples, both boys and girls. Now we have got more than 90 branches all over the world, and we have come here in Bombay to open this center in this place where we are now sitting. So, by your cooperation, we need to develop this center into a very large institution for spreading Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement is very important at the present moment. It is important in this sense that throughout the whole world has trouble. Everyone is practically without God consciousness. This means that this human form of life, which is achieved after many, many births, Labhya Sudhulavamidam Bahusambhavan Si Bahusambhavan. After many many births, there are 8,400,000 species of life, aquatic, then plants, trees, insects, birds, geese, and uncivilized human beings and civilized human beings. In this way, especially in India, we are considered to be very advanced in culture and religion. It's true. I read one book written by one Chinese gentleman. It is recommended in the New York University for studies in comparative philosophical religion class. In that book, this Chinese gentleman writes that if you want to know about religion and culture, then you have to go to India. So, our background, this daily civilization, is very great. We should remember it always. Now these boys, American boys, European boys, they are come to India not to see your industrial improvement or economic development. They have seen enough of these things in their own countries. They are highly economically developed, industrially. So they have nothing to learn about these things from India. They have come here to understand Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Yogi activities, asasuddhi, yoga, practically by mechanical arrangement, they have almost come to the perfection of yogi principles. They try to yogi by lagna suddhi, he can fly in his space. But they are also flying by Sputnik and other aeronautics. So that is not very important. The real important thing is God consciousness. That is the current necessity throughout the whole world. Because by nature's own way, this human form of life is offered to understand what I am, what is God, what is this material world, what is our interrelation, why I am suffering, threefold miserable condition of life, whether there is any remedy. Of course, everyone is trying to mitigate the miserable condition of life, but it is being attempted not in the right way. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sukham Atam Sukham Jatta Kotin Vriya Vrayam. Sukham Atam Sukham. We are spiritual part and parcel of God. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahi Vansu Jivahu. These entities are my part and parcel. Not only the living entities, this material world of this is also part and parcel. Actually, it is explained in the Vishnu Puran very nicely. Ekushthane sthulasthane jyotsna vistarina yatha parastha brahmana shakti sarvevam akhilam jagat. This akhilam jagat enters all these manifestations is the resultant action of two energies of the Supreme Personality of God. That is explaining the Bhagavad Gita. One positive means material energy, another spiritual energy.
You are searching after some place. So,
Krishna somehow had a genius in spirit to let us cooperate to understand Krishna. That's all. This is our reason. We have no other reason to understand Krishna. But there is a great benefit if we can understand Krishna. Krishna says himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma may be jam to jananati kaptata. But we have to understand Krishna in truth, not by fiction or imagination or phantom. In truth, what is Krishna? Janma karma may be jam to jananati kaptata. The result is sakta jihun punar janma nanti, maninti. If you can understand Krishna, the result is that you stop the repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. That is very Krishna says, Bhakta Jiham Punar Janma Maiti. If you understand Krishna, then after meeting this body, no more transmigration to another material body. Punarjanma. Janma, what takes place of this material body, not of the soul. The soul never has been on the Akiva. The soul never dies of the Akiva. The soul of birth is the birth of this world. Therefore, anyone who understands Krishna, he does not get any more this material body. Tattā dīhāṁ punarjanma nehi. Then why does he go? Because soul is eternal, I am eternal, you are eternal. You are passing through different phases of material body. So, by understanding Krishna, Saptadi Hong Punajana, no more material birth. Then where does he go? Mahamiti, he goes back to home, back to God. This is the science of the science of Krishna consciousness moment. The idea is that the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. He is in contact with the material world. And the disease is generally Siddharabdhari Dukkha Dukkhan Dasanam. Because we are in this material body, there is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is old. So, our advancement of education has not discovered anything which can spread God's death, old age and disease. That is our not only in this planet, but you go into the higher planet, there is no excuse from this material condition. Arama Bhuvanaloka Bhuvanaloka. That is it. If you go to the Brahmaloka, Mānu-vetra-sukāntiyā punajanma-nadhi-prati. So, try to understand that this human form of life is especially meant for stopping this violation of physical birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot stop it by so-called material advancement of knowledge. That is not all. So, this reality of the human being must be given to them. That is the greatest spiritual activity. People do not know how to do good to others. A temporary education needs, but that will not be the actual example of life. Here is the greatest thing, Krishna Bhagavan. If anyone truly understands Krishna, he gets relief from all bothers. Janmami Sugara Gadhi Sukhudu Anandasa. So, this contribution to the human society is for India. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered that anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being, not as an animal. Bhāra-bhūmite manusya-janma-kundra-jñā. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being on the holy land of Bhāra-bhūmite, Bhāra-bhūmite manusya-janma-kundra-jñā. Janma sattva kani karo karunya kaam. Just men, let your life happen. We are the ordinary researchers how to make our life successful. So, unfortunately, we are neglecting our great spiritual effect and we are enamored by the scope of material theory. That is the present condition of India. But I pray, after traveling 3 times all over the world, I say that there is a great demand for Krishna consciousness all over the world. There are no interest in so-called grasp of yogic siddhi and so-called Vedanta. They want something better. So, I request that those who are Indian first, especially Indian, especially young men, they should come and join this Krishna consciousness movement and praise this Indian culture or Devi culture throughout the whole world. That will enhance the glory of India. You cannot compete with the Western country by so-called industrialization or economic development. It always be hundreds of years from their advantage. But if you want some credit of your country, then try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Make your life, first of all, successful by understanding what is Krishna consciousness movement, and then hundreds of groups may go to the parent countries outside India to preach in Krishna Bhakti. In the honor, your country will be glorified. So, single-handed, and tried rituals, and I am very glad to inform you, the response is very great. And similarly, if you go many of us, then India's movies will be very much magnified that they can explore. So, how to make your life successful by understanding our Vedic culture, which has driven as far as possible from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata. I have been honored by the managing committee of this festival that I shall speak in Hindi in the morning and I shall speak in English in the evening. I do so in the Cross Maidan, also in Calcutta, Madras, Delhi. Our festival, the Hare Krishna Movement Festival, was very, very successful in all the cities. In your city also it was very successful last May. Now, we have come to this place. It is not very, I'm going to say, exposed, just like cross my lot, it is written in there. But who can come here when you leave and enter the flow, explain what is this about consciousness, and from tomorrow, maybe I will think what is to be. And since I very much thankful to you, if you come and follow with you. Thank you.
Hey, this is